From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson with today's California Money Report. You don't have to live in Northern California to know that smartphones are taking over the world. A recent industry survey shows the smartphone market nearly doubled from just last year. One of the most exciting uses of all this mobile computing power is to map out data from many sources. KQED's Peter John Shuler reports on one local program that uses smartphones to protect the environment.
The South Bay's creek system is vast. More than 800 miles of creeks in Santa Clara County, 163 miles of creeks in San Jose alone. Carol Boland, a watershed biologist with San Jose's Environmental Services Department, says that's a lot to keep track of.
We just don't have enough bodies working for the city to get out there and see everything, so we really need the help of our citizens to know what's going on. And if there's a problem going on somewhere that we don't know about, we want someone to tell us about it.
That's where CreekWatch comes in. The free iPhone app is a joint project of IBM's Almaden Lab and local environmental officials. Boland says it's a way for anybody with an iPhone to pitch in and report information about the region's creeks.
When you find yourself at a creek, you can go into your CreekWatch app and it activates your camera on your phone so that you can take a photo of the area, and then you have a simple qualitative assessment you can make for water level, flow rate, and trash.
That information goes to the website creekwatch.org, where it can be viewed as raw data or on a Google map. The idea is to create a large database of information that local officials can use and also make the public more aware of the region's creeks. Christine Robson is IBM's head researcher on the CreekWatch project. She says it's just one example of the power of linking together the data people generate with their mobile devices.
Everybody now has new sensors and capabilities that they carry with them all the time. And we see a huge opportunity and a lot of people taking advantage of this opportunity to have people contribute data, collect information on the go anywhere that they are.
This seemingly futuristic technology could also be useful for solving some mundane problems, like mapping potholes and power outages. I'm Peter John Shuler, KQED News.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Stanford Hospital and Clinics, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. StanfordHospital.org. Local underwriting is provided by Presidio Graduate School, offering programs in sustainable management, including an MBA and executive certificate. The spring admission deadline is November 5th.